Welcome to GG Shorts with Joe Bags and Jake Dog.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jake Dog, today's question. What are your most memorable and funniest childhood mistakes?
So I actually tell this story often. It's one of my favorites, but I don't know if I've ever told you now that I think about this.
I know nothing about you prior to like age 24.
Okay, that's good. So this is I'm like 3 or 4 years old at this moment. I'm a child. And it's one of the earliest memories that I have. Part of this is because people have told it to me. Part of it is because it actually happened to me and I remember it. So my mom is driving my dad's old, like 1965 Mustang. Now when you hear 1965 Mustang, you're like, oh, classic Mustang. Not quite. This one had like a hole in the floorboard. It was just like old, you know. As I've told people before, I grew up poor, you know. I make the joke sometimes. You know, Hamburger Helper, you know. Have you ever had Helper? You know, like no hamburger, like you didn't have the money for hamburger. So that was the lifestyle I grew up with. My mom is backing out my dad's Mustang. We had a fence set up at my grandpa's. Like we lived in the house out front. My grandpa lived in the house out back kind of thing. And so there was a fenced in yard for just me and my family because we had a dog. And so we needed to keep that dog in the house. And so we would open the gate and we had a dog. His name was Beethoven, named after the movie Beethoven.
Of course. You know?
He was a German Shepherd. Great dog. Loved him. And so we had that dog and there was a Frisbee and it was in like in the backup path of my mom in the car. And I was worried about the dog because I was like, the dog's going to go to get the Frisbee and he's going to get run over. So what did 4-year-old Jacob decide to do? He decided he was going to get the Frisbee because nothing could hurt him. And so I go to get the Frisbee. And as I'm getting the Frisbee, I turn and look to my left. And my mom is back in the car up and she hits me, not like hard, but just like I'm 4. So I'm not very sturdy. And so she knocks me over and then my mom does not know what's happening because no one else is around. She's backing up. I'm opening the gate for her kind of thing.
Okay.
And my mom just like runs over me. Not like the tires don't run over me, but like just physically the car just like backs over me and I'm just laying on the ground. And I remember this is like one of my very first memories. I remember looking up and seeing the engine.
So she actually ran you over.
Like directly over, but not the wheels didn't hit me. Like nothing hit me. I'm 4. I'm little.
Yeah, but like you are physically under the car.
I'm absolutely. And Child Protective Services is listening to this and being like, we would have taken you away from her. But yes.
Your mom has to be like if anybody were to bring that up to her,
we're not to the funniest part yet. Okay. Here's the thing. So my mom runs me over and then realizes that she's run me over. Okay. Right. So she starts losing.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Like screaming at her. Oh my goodness. Oh. I've killed Jacob. I killed him. I know that I killed him. It happened.
I can hear her.
Dude, it's amazing. And so my grandpa comes out from the back and he's like, and now my grandpa's like an old Southern dude, like who's just lived in the South. He's like, Jan, what happened? What's going on, Jan? And so he's like saying, because my mom, I'm wearing overalls. Because, you know, every 4-year-old had a pair of overalls.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm wearing these overalls and she's taking the overalls off me. She's trying to see if I'm hurt, if anything's going on. And so she's taking the overalls off me. And my grandpa, he's like, he has no idea what's happening. She's like, I ran him over. She's like, you ran him over, Jan. What do you mean you ran him over? And so she's like getting the clothes off me. And now I'm naked in the front yard.
This is supposed to be your childhood mistake, not your mom's.
No, it's just the funniest. It's the funniest moment. And so she's taking the clothes off me, and I don't remember this part, but I've been told what happens in this moment is my mom gets the clothes completely off me. She sees that I'm okay, and then she beats my tail in the front yard because she's like, why did you do that? And I was like, I was worried about the dog. And she's like, I don't care about the dog. My mom wasn't as Christian at this moment, so I assume a few expletives came out at this moment. And she's just like, I don't care about the dog. And then she beats my tail, and I get a spanking in that moment. And
so
she,
you get run over, and then you get spanked and then I get spanked, because you got run over.
Exactly. And it's just, it's one of those things whenever my mom's telling me, she's giving me a hard time about the way I'm parenting big guy and little guy. I'm just like, well, remember that time you ran me over? Yeah, I mean, like, you get to talk.
Does she get, like, super, like, angry when you bring it up?
You know what, Joe? I want you to see it when it happens. She doesn't get angry. She just gets that little bit of attitude But next time we're all together.
All right.
Like, let's let her just say something to me about the way I'm parenting the children. I'm like, well, remember that time you ran me over?
Hey, Jacob, why don't you run him over with a car?
And then when you get done, give him a spanking so that he knows that what happened. And it's just, it is honestly one of the funniest things that has ever happened. I laugh about it to this day.
That is hilarious.
And again, it's like, when you go back, I don't remember everything happening, but I do, in fact, remember being under the car and looking up and seeing the bottom of the car. And at one point when she got over me, I remember seeing the hole in the floorboard and being like, huh, there's my mom.
You could like stick your hand up and just like grab her.
Oh, that would have been actually hilarious if I'd done that, dude. No, it was a great moment. And it made it even better because of the story of my grandpa coming out and being like, what's going on? And my mom being like, I ran him over. He's like, you ran him over? Then why are you hitting him? Like, it's fantastic. I love my mom. If she's listening to this, hey, mom, I love you.
Well, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to tell mine now because it's not nearly as funny as yours.
Oh, dude, it's fine,
because
man.
We're just going to, like, you know, go for the landing in the Olympics and we're just going to, like, face plant on the dismount here. But this was probably around when I was 13, mm-hmm. 12, 13, and I obviously wasn't old enough to have a learner's permit, but I was like, hey, Dad, can I drive? You know, can I? And so I remember one Sunday morning, my dad would do the bus ministry or the van ministry where he'd go around, and it wasn't really picking up kids, but it was older people who just needed to ride to church. So
that's cool.
I would go with him mm-hmm. most Sundays to just ride along with him, and we'd pick up, you know, two or three older people and take him to church. And I remember that we had taken our minivan at the time and mm-hmm. Gone to pick up somebody, and then we came back, and so he parked the van towards the front steps of the church to help the ladies get out and go mm-hmm. up the stairs. And so while he was doing that, I asked him, I says, hey, Dad, can I park the van?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And
he said that begrudgingly, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so like he got in the passenger seat with me. Mm-hmm. And so I back up and I turn around or whatever. And to make a long story much shorter than it, you know, needs to be long, as I am turning in to a parking spot, mm-hmm. I am extremely casual in the way in which I am turning the van.
Okay.
And I end up hitting a car just to the left, parked to the left of the parking spot. And My dad obviously felt terrible, I think, just because he's like, I'm the knucklehead that let my 12 or 13-year-old son
drive the van,
gets hit. So now I'm the one that has to go to the people that I just hit the car and be like, hey, so like, how do you start that? It's like, hey, so here's the deal. I let my son, who isn't old enough to drive, park a van.
And this is Sunday morning church, right?
This is Sunday morning church.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Now, thankfully, I mean, the family of the van that I hit, mm-hmm. there was some damage to the back bumper a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they were just like the nicest people in the world. Like, we've been friends with them for years. Like, they had kids around my age.
Yeah.
And so he goes up, Mrs. Stickle was her name, and he goes up to her and he's like profusely apologizing. And she's just like, Joe, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
By the way, his dad's name
is
Joe.
Don't worry about it. Yeah,
he's not talking
to himself. I'm Joe Jr.
Yeah. No, I can see this, though, because your dad is just like literally the nicest person I think I've ever met. Like, he's just always so kind. He's always been so welcoming into his home.
Yeah.
And so I could just see your dad just being like, I hate everything about this moment.
Yeah.
What do I do?
And
like, how do I fix this?
My initial reaction, honestly, was like, I was laughing.
You laughed about it?
I was like, I knew I bleeped up.
Yeah.
But I was like, just kind of like nervously laughing, like, like a stupid teen and preteen. And my
dad
did
he just reach over and smack you? Like,
no, he didn't do that.
He's a better man than my mom, honestly.
Yeah, but so I didn't get a spanking for it. I don't know. I think she was just like, hey, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. And then everybody moved on with their lives.
But I'm glad that it was able to be handled cordially.
I didn't park a van again until I had my learner's permit. And yeah. then, you know.
And then still, you still just went to like the empty spots.
I failed my driver's test twice.
Twice?
And that was the
driving or the writing?
The driving. So, and that was after I failed the writing test to get your learner's permit. I failed that too. And then I failed the driver's test.
Still?
Well, I'm a great driver now.
Are you?
But I couldn't. I
always drive for our trips. I don't even know if you're good at driving.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I failed because of the parallel parking, like where you'd have to drive through the
cones.
Oh,
so you don't have to do that here. You don't have to parallel park down here.
Yeah.
We don't parallel park.
So the first driver school I went to was a very confusing way that they taught people how to do that, and then mm-hmm. I went to another driver school and they told me something much simpler, and then okay. I passed that way.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, that's not a great driver growing up in my
neither was my mom
in my
so
early
helps.
Teens.
Yeah. So, here we are.
me and your mom are just kindred spirits when it comes to that. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's episode of the GG Shorts. We appreciate it so much. Longer episode this week with the NFL draft. So we'll end it there. We'll see you next week on the Good Game Podcast.
GGs. Love you, bro.